you know, the great ideas that they dreamt up over a pint on a Saturday night. I wonder, did they ever actually sort of come to fruition? You know,
they do.
The ones that make you feel really excited and animated when you feel like you're going to change the world. But actually, a conversation like that had life-changing consequences for a man called Johnny Lynch, and he's from Toonsbridge in Macroom in County Cork. He went from being a struggling farmer rearing beef cattle on a small holding. I've never met a farmer, by the way, who had a huge holding and loads of money. But anyway, he's gone from that to one rearing water buffalo. The shift, he says, means he is producing a better product because the meat is better for you. The animals are fantastic. And he's about to make money for the first time, having spent a life in farming. And he's on the line from Cork now to tell us more. Johnny Lynch, good afternoon to you.
Angus.
Am I right in thinking that there's no farmer in Ireland will ever stand up and say, I'm doing grand, thanks, everything's all right?
Well, it is really true, you know. If you look up the... I was just reading a newspaper this morning, and in 2010, Irish farmers lost €800 million.
Wow.
So without the single farm check and all this kind of thing that comes through in an envelope, farmers wouldn't have no chance.
And I suppose actually the reality that we would tend to think of the major farmers who have lovely tracts of land in brilliant lush pastures, and you forget about the small fella who has only maybe 10, 15, 20, 40 acres of bad land that's really tough to make a living on.
Yes, or even 80 acres or 100 or 120. We have 120 acres here, which would be marginal land, and we were milking about 50 cows and we were just struggling. We were just staying at the same place, and if we didn't grow, we wouldn't even stay in the same place as line of making any money at all, really.
And so, is farming in the family for generations?
Yes, with years and years.
All right. So how did you come across the notion, therefore, then, of growing? It shows how much... guess the city slicker. How did you grow the water buffalo? You know what I mean? to actually rear the water buffalo.
Well, it all happened back in 2009. I was out for a few drinks in the 17th of March, and a friend of mine, Toby Simmons, from he lives here locally now, but he moved into the area about 15, 20 years ago, and there was an old creamery for sale, and he moved into the old creamery, and all the local people were wondering what was he moving in for, what was he going to do, and next thing he started up, he was bringing in olives, sun-dried tomatoes, and all these types of food, and also cheeses from other areas in Europe.
A brave move.
Yes, and a creamery was where he really wanted, because there's plenty of water in every creamery inside in Ireland, because creamery has to have loads of water.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked in the 17th of March 2009. He said to me, it's a shame that no one don't milk this certain type of animal, because he have sailed for the cheese. And bringing in the cheese from Italy, it's a week old before it arrives in Ireland.
Whereas if you could make it locally, it'd be as fresh as you'd nearly get it the same day.
Absolutely. So what they actually do over in Italy is they make it at night and it goes out in the morning fresh.
Well, you know the way when you're watching cartoons and you see a guy getting an idea and the light bulb goes on and his eyes go ka-ching and the little dollar signs in the eyelids on every animation that you've seen for kids. Did you have a kind of a ka-ching moment where you said, I could do that?
Well, it didn't happen on the night. On the night I thought, this is definitely a waste of time.
So Paddy's night, a few drinks, you're
Absolutely.
Listening to this and you're saying, ah, lovely idea, but not for me.
That's right.
So when did you come round to it?
That was the 17th of March, and the 21st of March then the milk check came in, which the milk check comes in every the 21st of every month for the prior month.
God bless it.
And it was fairly brutal, so I said, things can't get any worse. So I gave him a ring, and sure enough, we were on the plane for the first week of May. We went over to England first, and there was blue tongue restrictions, so you couldn't bring any animals in from England in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So we went from there. We flew over to Italy after a couple of months, and we more or less hopped off the plane and drove around from farm to farm. There was a few farms that we kind of knew that Toby had looked into a bit, and sure enough, we see a place where had him up for sale, and it went from there, really, and we had him in the country in October 2009.
And what did the gang around you in Cork think in Macroom when you said you were going to go and get the buffalo?
I suppose they probably thought that I was after losing it. Realistically, I presume they did, and even going through the system myself, at times you'll scratch your head wondering, are you doing the right thing, or are you doing the wrong thing?
Hmm. And they need a particular climate, so, I mean, they're not meant to be great with the wetter climate.
Well, not called their name. They're not called Water Buffalo for nothing really. So they really like the rain.
Right.
So if it's warm and if it's raining, it's heaven.
And how have they been? How many have you got, first of all?
We got 28 first, and we followed on the following year with 17 more because 28 was just too small to make the cheese plant make sense, and we just wouldn't make enough cheese with 25 or 6 milking. So we had 34 milking. Now, at the moment, last year we only had 18 milking, and next year we hope to have about 44 milking. And it's only from next year on it will make real sense.
Well, in terms of the size of them, relative to a good cow, a good milking cow now, how big or how small are they? What are they like? How fierce are they? What's it like working with them on a daily basis?
It's pretty similar in ways. Like, you milk them every morning and evening.
Mm-hmm.
They're much more friendly than ordinary animals are. Do you know what I mean? They'd come up to you for a rub, or, you know, they'll even play away with you, but they don't know that, they don't realise their strength, and they could easily hurt you at the same time. So if you go into the field with them, you wouldn't realise, but they'd all be around you, and it's even hard to get out from them at times because they all want to play, like.
Right.
And where ordinary cattle won't come near you as such.
I believe, just you've said when we were talking to you earlier on, and this quote I love about that water buffaloes, you have to pick them. It's a bit like with your wife, you have to pick a good one and make sure.
Absolutely, you have to pick them much the same as your wife, because you have them for 20 years plus.
They last a lot longer than the milking cow anyway.
Absolutely, like an average milking cow will be 6 to 8 years. If you get 8 years, you're doing well. Like with one of these, you can milk 20 years to 25 years.
And tell me a bit of the turnaround then. So you milk them in the morning, then what happens?
Milk them in the morning at 6 o'clock and you carry over your milk. It's over at 7 o'clock where we have Sean Ferry, a man that's making cheese with over 20 years experience of making hard cheese.
Oh, is he the man from Skull?
Yes.
I heard of him.
Yeah, really a man that really knows his stuff, and every time he went away there about 3 weeks ago for a week, and by God, we did miss him. The cheese wasn't up to scratch, I'd say, for that week. You know, it was good, but he can really make the cheese very well.
And he'll have it ready that day, nearly?
He starts making at 7, and it's ready to be eaten at 1:30.
Well, I would have thought it needed to sit a bit longer than that, or whatever. Or,
no, that's it, and it's gone, and it goes out to the markets. Often it goes out at 2:30, so it is being eaten at 3:30.
Well, financially, as you say, next year it'll make a change. But in terms of your life, in terms of how sociable your life has become, have you seen any change having the water buffalo rather than the cows?
Well, you'd see an awful change. Like, now I milk the cows at 6 o'clock, where before you'd milk them at 8 or maybe 9, and in comes the milk truck and takes away your milk, where now you carry the milk over to the creamery again, like it used to be done years and years ago when I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're meeting people in the creamery, and you're meeting people now. I'm meeting, and then I go over again at 11:30 to about 12:30 just to give help making the cheese, because there's a lot of labour there for about 2 hours. Where if you're milking your cows at home, the milk lorry just comes in. You'll see the milk lorry, sometimes you'll see the man that's driving the milk lorry, and you don't see anyone else for the rest
and that's
of the
it
day.
So it's much more sociable.
Absolutely.
Well, obviously we're talking a lot here about the buffalo milk, but what about the actual meat itself now? I must say I like a small bit of meat from time to time, but I hate when I see it and I can recognise it from where it came from on the animal. I don't like the notion of the abattoir and cutting it all up, whatever.
Right.
I don't know whether you're doing any of that business, but what does the meat actually taste like?
It tastes the easiest way it takes. We had a big night out in the mills back in Livorna about a month ago, because we didn't know how it was going to be or anything. So he had a big night out there with the cheeses and the meat, and the meat was what the easiest way I can explain it is, it's very like beef with a hint of lamb through it.
Right.
And it's the cholesterol is less than half, and the calories are less than half, and the iron in the meat in is twice the normal thing of beef.
Well, then, from a health point of view, that seems to be very beneficial indeed.
Absolutely. It is pure health meat, like.
And it would melt in the mouth, I presume, if you get a good cut and it's well cooked.
As long as you cook it slow. Like, if you cook it too quick, it's not right.
Mm.
but cook it nice and slow, and you'll really have a nice meat.
And have you eaten much of it yourself?
Well, with the last 3 weeks, we're eating a lot of it.
You can't be eating the profits now. You'll certainly you won't be a profit at all. Your late dad, who I know he passed away earlier
this year,
at 90 years of age, what do you think he would have made of the notion of his son having water buffalo in Toonsbridge and Macroom?
Well, he was probably the same as everyone else for the first couple of months, saying that this is definitely, it won't work like, but once the animals came off the truck, you could easily see how people changed away, because they could see they weren't wild animals like people were expecting to see coming off that truck. They were expecting them to run off the truck and run all over the place, really, like, but they just strolled off the truck as easygoing as anything in the world.
And what about the demand now for both the meat and for the milk and the cheese?
The milk and the cheese is flying. So Ginny Rose is Toby's partner over in the bridge, over in Toonsbridge Dairy, and so she opened up a farm shop about 3 months ago, and she has opened up a cafe now, because everything is just flying out the door, really. We're making 500 kilos of cheese a week.
500 kilos a week?
Yes.
Wow.
And we hope that'll grow next year up to about 700 kilos, and the following year it should be much higher than that, because then our own animals are coming into play, the ones that we're after rearing here from calves.
And can you describe the taste? I can sense the taste of the meat when you're talking there about sort of beef with a little hint of lamb through it. What's the taste of the cheese like?
The cheese is chewy, tis chewy, tis fresh, tis milky, tis... What more can I say? It is like anyone that eats mozzarella would really know it's fresh, where to be honest with you, up to 2.5 years ago, I wouldn't even eat cheese.
Would you not?
So the whole thing is completely new to me.
Gosh, it's a complete turnaround. Well, of course, if you're the one that's actually, I was going to say growing it, if you're raring the buffalo and you have the, you would need to be using it yourself, because it wouldn't be a great ad now.
No,
if people
not.
Are saying
no.
You neither eat it nor eat. So you love the meat and you're eating the cheese.
I know, I'm eating the cheese, man.
And your cholesterol is half nothing now at this stage.
Well, absolutely. It should be, do you know what I mean? You really have a health meat and a health cheese as well.
What would you say to other farmers now who might be finding that the dairy cow is not giving them the return that they want?
Well, do you see, with me, right, I was lucky to have the man I had that had the sale of the cheese. And we also then, we went for a grant to get the cheese plant going, and we went to West Cork Development there, West Cork Partnership, which were a fierce help to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we got money from them, and like them lads are still a fierce help to us as well. To have the sale for whatever you're doing means an awful lot. So we actually had the sale of the cheese before we started doing it, which meant an awful lot to us.
Well, it must be a great feeling to know, as you say, that you can say we're 100% successful here. All that we're producing, we're able to sell it. There's
That's
a market
right.
for it. And that'll give you a great sense of confidence, I think. And I suppose that is what actually the country needs, is a bit more of, in business, people feeling that there is a market for whatever it is they're making, whether it's an indigenous little business, whether it's a small stall, whether it's somebody doing olives or little artisan foods or whatever it is in any of the places that you do. But I'm delighted to hear a bit of optimism on the radio.
Super stuff.
Well, Johnny Lynch, congratulations, and I look forward, if I'm ever down your neck of the woods, if I get near Toonsbridge, I'll drop in and see you. And
absolutely,
I'll keep me distance now from the water buffalo, but
no problem.
I wouldn't mind a taste of it, and also a little bit of the cheese. That's Johnny Lynch, who's rearing water buffalo, and he's in Toonsbridge near Macroom.